Hello, and welcome to the North Boroughs Beat, the podcast that features the people, businesses, and events of Pittsburgh's North Boroughs. My name is Judy Pastor, and I'm your host. Today is May 18th, and I'm happy to say that spring has returned, and I think it's here to stay this time. Some of you may have listened to the episode that we did on bird watching last year. Gene Henderson of Ben Avon recommended an iPhone app called Merlin, which listens to bird songs and identifies the types of birds that it hears. I'm amazed at all the different birds that inhabit the neighborhood. I highly recommend the Merlin app if you enjoy the outdoors, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes. So, it is spring, and it turns out spring is kitten season. So, today we're talking with a very hard-working cat rescuer from Avalon. Her name is Fawn Conley, and Fawn runs Save Our Strays. Fawn, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with cat rescue.
I am 46 years old and I grew up in Emsworth. I started cat rescuing by my children graduated from high school and I didn't have anything to do, so I volunteered at Humane Animal Rescue petting the cats there. And from that, one day someone asked me to go and trap a cat in McKee's Rocks, and when I went to trap the cat, more cats kept coming. And that's when I realized that cats are outside and they needed help.
And as you can hear, we are surrounded by cats right now, and there is a cat toy, and five kittens are adorably playing with this cat toy. So tell us about Save Our Strays. How did it start? How long have you been doing it? And did it have anything to do with the pandemic when you started it?
So how it occurred was that when I was volunteering at Humane Animal Rescue, I started off just trying to rescue the kittens that were outside, and I was taking them to Humane Animal Rescue until the one day I had about 8 appointments and I brought 10 kittens, and they told me that was too many and I couldn't come back there anymore.
Oh no.
So when Humane Animal Rescue told me I couldn't come there anymore, I started my own rescue. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all started.
Oh, and when was that?
It's three years ago, and in 3 years, I have rescued 930 cats. I have homed 930 cats. And
930
in like 2.5 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that... Well, I'm not sure how many you have in total right now. I've seen a lot of cats.
Only about 20 here.
Only 20. Okay. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, how many have you had? What's the maximum number that you've had? Have you had more than 20?
Not really. I have a couple fosters that take cats from me as well. For example, like my neighbor down the street, he takes one cat from me, and especially one that doesn't get along with others. So that helps me out if I happen to rescue one that doesn't like others. Mm-hmm. And then my girlfriend Megan up the street, she takes about 5 to 6 cats from me at a time. Mm-hmm. So that also helps.
So it takes a village.
Sure. I definitely can't do it myself or just all in my house. But kittens in a crate, like they add up. Like, you know, there's actually 7 in here, but so that if you put 7 in one and 7 in another, that's 14 will add
that's
up very quickly.
Oh, wow. And this is not the only thing that you do. You have a full-time job, don't you?
Sure. Yes. During the day, I work for the health department as a housing inspector.
Oh, my goodness.
So, keeps me very busy.
You are very busy. So your kids are out of the house, but you also told me that you raised 3 kids?
Yes. Well, actually, 2 still live in the house.
Okay.
And they have, like, their own palaces, really, in their rooms. They have refrigerators, and I keep it very, very nice, and no cats are allowed to enter there.
Okay.
So, and no cats on the first floor, so we're able to live amongst them, but not with them.
Oh, okay. That's great. So, where do your cats come from? You mentioned McKee's Rocks.
Sure. So the cats that I rescue only come from the streets of Pittsburgh. So McKee's Rocks is one of the main towns that I take the cats from. Same with the north side of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. is also a popular place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so do you, and you only take cats that are strays. You're not rehoming cats.
Yes. Usually I'll try and take the mothers. I'll go back and spay the moms, whether it's from a program, it's called Trap TNR, which is Trap, Neuter, and Release. Mm-hmm. And that's for community cats that aren't social enough to get homes. Mm-hmm. They just have to go to a surgery in a trap. Uh-huh. And then I put them back where I got them from, and then I'll take their kittens and rehome them. So I'll stop the cycle of reproduction.
Oh, okay.
If the mom cat is friendly, then I'll bring her here and mm-hmm. find her a home mm-hmm. And help in that way.
Oh, wow. That's neat. And, well, that's great. Do all the cats get along? You were saying about you don't take the ones that don't get along.
Sure.
How do you figure this out?
It's all a guessing game, and it's usually everyone is a project. And sometimes I'll just do things that will maybe help them to get along. Like they start off in a crate, and I separate them. Mm-hmm. And maybe if because I don't want to keep them in a crate here if they have mm-hmm. to stay longer, so I want to let them out. I'll mm-hmm. put them in a carrier in the room and let the other cats sniff each other, mm-hmm. Do things like that. I have put a cone on the cat and let the cat run around so it won't be uh-huh. trying to bite others. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, if they don't, I have separate rooms that I can keep them in or find them a foster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And so some of them do come from, like, an overcrowding situation.
Sure. I have had cats from hoarding situations. Mm-hmm. All kind of neglect.
Do you find that their personalities are really different? Or I guess it depends on the age.
Sure, but most of them are forgiving of the situation that they come from. Uh-huh. They're happy to be safe and mm-hmm. fed and mm-hmm. have the nice things in life. Mm-hmm. But some are a little shy, but if you have the faith and you teach people how to socialize them, mm-hmm. then the process works out.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, do you have a couple cats that maybe have a unique personality or a unique characteristic that you can remember that you've had out of the 900? There's so many.
Sure. Well, I have one upstairs. Her name is Medusa. She likes the bath.
Oh.
You could just sit her in the bath, and she really likes to do that.
With water in it?
With
or
water.
Not? With water.
With water. She will sit in the bathtub and just kind of take a bath. So most cats don't do things like
that. No. oh, wow. That's funny. But for the most part, I don't hear any meowing or screaming or fighting. I mean, it seems like everybody gets along just fine.
It does. It really seems to work out well, the situation here mm-hmm. and the process.
Mm-hmm. So the goal, of course, is adoption.
Yes. The other thing that I do here mm-hmm. is people contact me to help them when they have situations that are outside with their community cats.
Oh, okay.
So if they find a mother with babies, they'll call and ask me what they should do. If they uh-huh. have cats that are outside and they don't know where to go, there's places like Animal Friends, Beaver County Humane Society, mm-hmm. Frankie's Friends, and they all have scheduling online for their mm-hmm. spay and neuter appointments that mm-hmm. you don't even have to contact them.
Oh,
and then if the cat is not friendly, it just has to go in a humane animal trap. Uh-huh. And those can be found at Harbor Freight for only $25.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, we tried that with a cat that was in our neighborhood. But, you know, we would put food in there, but we would only get raccoons. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with raccoons?
So, yes, I would say that you kind of have to get this cat on a schedule, mm-hmm. feed them before dusk,
okay.
and once it turns night, pull the trap. The other mm-hmm. thing is to maybe if another person is feeding the cat, to only have the one feeder not mm-hmm. feed the cat, so yeah. it's very hungry, mm-hmm. and then maybe even microwave the food so it's extra stinky. The cat's hungry and wants to go in, it gives up mm-hmm. for the appointment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great! So, how many lucky cats have found their forever home with Save Our Strays?
Yes, I think we're on over 920 and counting.
Oh my gosh!
And I never in the beginning would I ever have thought that that's what it would be in just a couple of years, and just myself and a couple people helping the animals. We changed all those lives, and it's really awesome when I get the updates back from the families. They'll keep in touch with me and send me pictures. And
that's wonderful. I know my sister, you know, adopted two cats from you.
Yes.
A bonded pair, and they loved those cats. Yeah. I don't know if they named them Sid and Flurry, you know, after the penguins. I don't know if they had their names, but they're penguins fans, but they're very, very sweet cats. Beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. So what's the process? Like, how do you have people come in and look at the cats?
Or? Yes, I just have people basically contact me, and my phone number is 412-863-0064, or my email, it's saverstrays.pgh@gmail.com. And basically, I don't do the long application process. I just talk with people, ask them what type of cat they're looking for, the animals that they already have in their home, and see if we have a cat that might fit, if they want to come over, and go from there.
Oh, well, that's good. So you just get a feel. You work with people during the day and cats at night, so
sure,
I guess
And when we come over, we try and match the cat to the person. If I don't think it's going to work, then we'll try and encourage them for another one. And ultimately, like, we don't have a cat that's going to, if they don't fall in love here, that's okay too.
So do people mostly want kittens, or what about the older cats?
Kittens are always popular. Usually when we list them, they get adopted right away. But my adults do get adopted. Most are adopted within 4 months, which I feel is a high turnover rate for a small shelter. Some of the shy ones will be here longer. But once they find their person, they adapt to them, and they're not that shy anymore. They become stuck and dependent on that person, and it becomes their life. So no longer do they have 20 cats there and all kind of stuff going on. It's just them and their new family.
Have you had any adoptions that didn't work out?
Sure. I've had a couple cats returned, and then I had one time a cat that I had adopted. She went up in a tree and needed to be rescued by firefighters, and she was microchipped, and she was brought back to me, and the family didn't contact me for 3 weeks after the kitten was lost. So they waited a little long. Afterwards. So that's been the biggest thing, but mostly the kittens, once they go, the families. But I do have on my contract that if ever they need to come back, that I'm always a resource for life.
Wow, that's nice. Now, are most of your cats indoor cats after they are adopted?
Yes, I ask that they be indoor cats, and the one thing I really ask is that they not to claw the cat. That is like taking their fingers away from them, and very painful, and it also leads to a lot of cats end up in the shelter because they develop bad, inappropriate bathroom skills from that. So, and they will end up in the shelter. So we just ask for them not to declaw the cat.
These guys are real clowns. Look at
them.
They
love the water.
Too bad. This is when I think I should have a YouTube channel too, because this is great. Oh gosh. So several of the cats are in bonded pairs. So how do you deal with that, and what makes them bonded?
So sometimes the siblings, they really dependent on one another. One will be maybe shy, and the other one is overly friendly, and the shy one will depend more on the overly friendly one. Or you could just tell they need each other. Like the group here, any of these ones would be great with each other, but none are kind of like sticking together, inseparable. But the bonded pairs, I really like them to stay together. And say like a kittens come in, there's only two of them, I would like those two to just stay together.
Okay, we're having a wrestling match here. You might have heard of a meow. Wow. Well, now let me ask you, how do you fund all of this wonderful work that you do?
So mostly off the adoptions of the kittens. the adoption fees for the adults, I break even. Mm-hmm. By the time I get them combo tested, microchipped, three vaccines, dewormed, and all their food,
it's
about the same. But so the money that we make for like the TNRs, and oftentimes when I do vet the adults, I'll get that they need dentals mm-hmm. back on their paperwork, and those are pretty expensive too. So
yeah.
Each kitten is funds for the mm-hmm. rescue. And then I do have some very nice donors that send us money monthly, mm-hmm. and one of them is a local family, and they basically help me supply all the litter and food monthly so that I don't have to go and try and fundraise and beg people for money, that uh-huh. I can just try and focus on rescue, caring for them, and going to work.
Oh, and so if somebody out there hears this podcast and says, wow, I would really like to help Juan rescue these cats, what would be the best way
sure.
to do it?
Contact me on my phone number.
And we'll put that in the show notes. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Phone number, email. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at social media, getting back on those social sites. I do post on them. I'm on TikTok, uh-huh. on saveourstrays.pgh, mm-hmm. and same with Facebook and Instagram. It's both mm-hmm. Save Our Strays Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an Amazon shopping list?
I do. That's also on our website. Uh-huh. That's posted there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great. Well, I have to say, this is really a fun interview for me because these cats are just adorable. And who knows? I may walk out with one sometime.
And if anyone wants to volunteer too, or come over and visit,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know, or just even play with the kittens, that is absolutely an option. So you can contact me for that as well.
Well, that's great. And I have to say, Fawn also has two beautiful bulldogs. They are really cute. But she said they don't like cats. So, which is kind
that's
of funny.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm going to put all of the information in the show notes. Anything else that you'd like to add?
No, but thanks a lot for inviting us over.
Oh, well, thank podcast. You for having me, because this is just delightful and fun. So thank you for listening to the North Burrows Beat, everybody. Look in the show notes if you're interested in getting a cat or helping rescue cats. This is a wonderful way to contribute to the community. Remember, Fawn is in Avalon. She's one of the, you know, she's a North Burrows person. Kids go to Northgate. This is just a wonderful organization to support. Okay, well, thank you,
Fawn.
And to all of our listeners, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.